companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. Are you Silver?
Riding through the hills west of the town of Nunsuch at a leisurely pace, when suddenly...
Gunplay.
That cover ahead.
We'll see what it is. Let's go, Toto.
Montpelier!
As the trail sloped down toward a valley, the Lone Ranger and Toto saw a strange scene. A bareheaded young rider raced across the valley, a short distance ahead of five hard-riding pursuers, who opened fire again. One of their bullets hit the mark.
Young fellow wounded.
We'll try to save him, Toto. Montpelier, help!
The wounded man approached them, clinging desperately to the neck of his tiring horse. The Lone Ranger drew his Colt and shouted,
"You help him, Toto. I'll cover you.
He's happy.
Montpelier,
easy, fella."
As Toto slowed Scout to intercept the wounded rider, the Lone Ranger raced past him, then drawing Silver to a halt behind a sheltering rock.
Oh, easy, steady down.
He swung from the saddle and opened fire. Silver bullets whizzed by the pursuing horsemen, forcing them to draw rein. As their horses slid to a fast halt, the Lone Ranger fired again, smashing the guns of the two lead riders. A bullet grazed the hand of the third man as the fourth threw up his hands to surrender. The fifth rider moved from behind the others to get a clear shot at the masked man. An instant before he pulled the trigger, the Lone Ranger's Colt roared again. The squint-eyed townsman howled with pain and anger as his weapon spun from his hand, smashed beyond repair.
Do any of you want more gunplay? Well, that's better.
When we left town, the trail one crook, we didn't figure he'd have pals wait here to cover him.
If he's a crook, he'll be turned over to the law.
Last chance of that. Come on, boys. We might as well head back to town. If Sheriff Jervis gets fixed and untouched and hears about this, he'll start a county for you and your crooked pal.
I know the sheriff.
Believe that, you'll tell us another one. Come on, fellas.
Still holding his Colt, the Lone Ranger watched the retreating townsmen until they were out of range. Then, leaving their guns where they had dropped them, he holstered his own weapons.
Easy, steady, big fella. I'll join Toto. Come on, Silver.
The Indian was waiting on the trail a short distance away with the wounded man, who identified himself as Bill Linden.
Your wound needs attention, Bill.
Just a scratch, mister.
Will you be able to stay in the saddle long enough for us to find a fairly well-concealed campsite and hide our tracks?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
There, plenty place to camp in hills, Kimasabi.
We'll head for one at once, then.
A few minutes later, the three riders drew rein in a clearing surrounded by dense underbrush and huge trees.
Let me help you down.
Tonto helped Bill Linden from the saddle, while the masked man took medical supplies from his saddlebag.
Weaker than I thought.
More than scratch, Bill. Now you sit down here. Yeah. Rest back against the tree.
Thanks, Ginger. Don't know what I'd have done if you two hadn't come along to help me.
While I take care of the wound, suppose you tell us why those riders were after you.
Well, it all started when the express office in town was robbed 2 nights ago.
Yes?
A fellow with a bandana over his face took the guard by surprise. He slugged him and got away with $15,000. While his partner waited outside watching for trouble.
Well, how do you fit into the robbery?
My mother and I live in town.
Yes?
We have a barn behind the house where I do leather work. Repair gear. Kind of a sales shop.
I understand.
Someone must have gotten in there last night. They planted some of the stolen money.
How was it recognized?
Day after the robbery, the sheriff said the serial numbers were on record.
Oh. That make it easy to identify money.
Yeah. Sam Otter, the deputy sheriff, got a tip saying I had the money hidden in the barn. He came late this morning to search the place. Found the cash and a gold watch that had been stolen from the guard.
Well, what about Sheriff Yerba?
He left town yesterday morning. Won't be back for 2 days. Meantime, everyone in town figures I committed the robbery.
You'd better stay away from town until Sheriff Yerbert returns. Yes.
I've never been in so much trouble in all my life. If the sheriff won't give me a fair chance to clear myself, I'm likely to go to prison.
Steady.
I don't mind admitting I'm scared. And I'm thinking of Mom. She'd be mighty worried about me. Especially when those fellas get back to town and spread the word that a masked man and a redskin rescued me.
After it's dark, we may be able to get a message to her, Bill. Paula will ride to town and...
No, I wouldn't want him to risk it, mister.
Oh?
See, my dad was killed by Indians 20 years ago. Mom would be likely to start screaming for help at the sight of a redskin.
Do you have any friends in town who'd deliver a message to her?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend in town named Tug Walker. If you take a message to Tug, he'll tell Mom I'm all right.
And you tell me where to find him, Bill. After dark tonight, me ride to town and look for him.
The sun went down an hour later while the masked man prepared a light meal. By the time they finished eating, darkness was falling.
Me start for town now, Kemosabe?
You might as well, Tonto.
Tug Walker lives in the shack at the edge of town, Tonto. Place needs a coat of paint. A couple of windows are broken. Right next to the general store.
Me find it, Bill.
Oh, here. You give this note for Mom. When she reads it, she'll know I'm with friends.
You might also give Walker this hand, Bill Tonto. Ask him to give it to the deputy sheriff.
That looks like a reward notice.
It describes a gunslinger named Rock Rowley.
Rock Rowley?
Yes. Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. He came to town 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
I fixed a story for him the other day.
I thought we might find him around here.
What's he wanted for?
Murder and robbery.
I didn't know he was a crook.
The sheriff doesn't know it yet either. Todd and I came here to turn the handbill over to him.
Do you know Sheriff Yerbert?
Yes, we met him several years ago while he was working as a railroad detective for Union Pacific.
Doggone, I don't savvy you two.
No?
It's hard to believe a masked man would be on the side of the law. Well, not that I doubt your word. I know you said you weren't on the dodge, but...
But you're not altogether convinced, are Bill?
Well,
you ever hear a masked man called Lone Ranger, Bill?
The Lone Ranger?
That's right.
You mean you're the Lone Ranger?
That's right.
On the race and talk about luck, I never figured I'd meet you.
We'll wait here for you, Tonto.
You see you by and by. Easy, Scotty, see, fella. Get him up. Come.
In town, the murderer, the Lone Ranger, and Tonto Sawyer drew rein near Tug Walker's rundown shack. As he strode toward the ramshackle 3-room building, the door opened.
Thank you, Rush.
Yeah.
Where you been?
Traveling through the hills with a posse looking for Bill Linden.
Find him?
We'll start out again in the morning to look for him. You know, I wouldn't mind going to all this trouble to frame him if we could spend the cash we stole from the express office.
With Bill in prison for stealing it, we can clear out of town and spend it somewhere else. Maybe south of the border.
Yeah. Who's that?
The rider drew rein outside.
He's coming here. I better get out of sight.
Why? What are you so edgy about?
Never mind the questions. I'll step into the lean-to till I find out who it is. And I'll have my gun handy in case it means trouble.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment. To continue. As Tonto drew rein and dismounted outside Tug Walker's shack, the killer named Rock Rowley concealed himself in the small lean-to. When the Indian rapped on the door, Tug called,
"Just a minute."
With a look over his shoulder to make sure Rock was out of sight, Tug Walker went to the door.
Hey,
you Tug Walker?
Yeah, that's right. I'm downright surprised to see a redskin in town.
Me have message for you.
What kind of message?
A message from a friend named Bill Linden.
Well, step inside, ain't you? Who are you? How do you know Bill?
I'll meet Tonto. And meet Bill today. Him in plenty trouble.
I reckon he is, poor critter. I'd like to know where to find him so I can help him.
Well, him have help now. But him want you to take note to Mother. Here note.
What'd it say?
It from Mother.
You take it to her?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, sure thing, Tom.
Oh, me have handbill for deputy sheriff, too.
Handbill?
That's right.
Hey, this describes Rock Rowley.
Ah, him wanted for robbery, murder, California.
Well, I didn't know that.
Deputy sheriff not know it, either. Well,
I'm mighty glad you brought the handbill here, Tano. I'll see the deputy otter gets it.
Not good. Now, me go now.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You know where Bill's hiding?
You not worry about him. Him with friends.
Oh.
Adios, Tom.
So long and thanks.
Me tell Bill you take message to Mother.
I'll take care of it right away.
Chupa. Is he gone?
Oh. Hey, he's gone.
I should have gone to Curtis. I didn't figure he'd follow me this far.
So you know him?
I recognized him as soon as he opened his mouth. He's trailed me for a long time.
This is a perfect description of you.
Let's see that handbill.
When I met you at the cafe, you told me you were a card shop, a gambler on the lookout for easy money.
I never figured my record would catch up with me.
Why didn't you tell me the law's looking for you? If I'd known you were worried...
What are you howling about?
The law's never had a thing on me. I've been in the clear.
You've been lucky.
I've been smart. Too smart to get my name on handbills.
Yeah, I'll take care of this handbill.
This coin, it won't save your hide.
Getting the redskin who brought it here will.
What's he got against you? Why is he so doggone anxious to see the law finds out about you?
He and his masked pal have been after me for a long time. I thought I lost him when I left California.
Masked pal? Is he on the dodge, too?
I wish he were. He's the Lone Ranger. Yeah, we're lucky the redskin brought the handbill here.
Lucky? If Bill Linden's with the Lone Ranger, if he's told him how he was framed...
What... Framing him was your idea.
The masked man will find out the truth. I'm getting rid of the cash we stole, Pronto. I'll burn it because I can't be linked.
That's your best, Tuggy.
Huh?
Half that money's mine.
Well, take your share and get out of here.
Take it easy, Tuggy. Your nerves have turned to fiddle strings.
With the Lone Ranger around here, I'm taking any chance.
Instead of getting rid of the cash, why not be smart?
But what do you mean?
Get rid of the masked man, Tonto, and Bill Linden.
You're talking loco.
Let's see the note Tonto gave you.
Here. What to say?
I'm with friends, Mom. Don't worry. Unless I miss my guess, he's in camp with the Lone Ranger. All we've got to do is to follow Tonto.
Back to camp?
That's the idea. We'll gun all three of them.
We'll never get away with it, Ralph.
Why not? Bill's wanted for robbery.
I know, but killing
him... claim we found him in camp with his crooked pals. When we tried to capture him, they started a gunfight. We fired in self-defense.
Yeah.
There's a full moon to make it easy to follow Tonto's trail.
He might cover his tracks.
Why should he? He's not expecting to be followed.
Yeah, maybe it'll work.
He'll never have a better chance to get that masked man.
I reckon that.
I left my horse outside. The saddle yours, and we'll start after the engine.
I don't want to risk trading lead with the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
If things work out as I planned, they won't have a chance to shoot. Now, come on, I'll help you saddle your horse.
As Rock Rowley anticipated, Tonto's trail was not difficult to follow. Assuming that Tug Walker could be trusted, the Indian had not tried to hide his tracks. When he reached camp, Bill Linden was sleeping soundly.
Oh, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. It good him get rest, Kimasabi.
Yes, he needs it.
Me give note and handbill to Tug Walker. Then leave town.
Good.
On way back, Kimasabi, me try to think of way to clear Bill.
Yes, I've been thinking about the same thing, Tonto.
Maybe when Sheriff come back to town, we ask him to say you find this.
The fire burned low while the masked man and Tonto considered various ways to find the man who had committed the robbery. As he picked up the canteens, the Lone Ranger said,
if the sheriff searches Rock's living quarters, he may find the stolen money.
You think Rock pulled robbery?
Yes.
Maybe that right?
Stay with Bill while I fill our canteen, will you, Tonto?
Where are you, Philip?
While you were gone, I found a spring about 300 yards from here. I'll be back in a few minutes.
As the masked man disappeared in the trees and brush surrounding the campsite, Bill Linden wakened. Tonto knelt at his side.
How you feel, Bill?
Oh, Tonto.
You sleep sound, huh?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even hear you come back to camp.
Me help you sit up.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, look out.
You're both covered.
Doug.
Hey, surprised to see me, Bill?
Well, what's the idea of the gun?
Don't try to reach for yours, Tonto.
Rock around here.
Yeah, that's right.
Doug, what are you doing with this crook?
We'll ask the questions, Bill. Where's the masked man?
I don't know. He was gone when I waked
him. You're lying.
Him tell truth.
What are you doing here? How'd you find me?
We followed the Redskins' trail from town.
Rock's a killer, Tug. The law wants him for murder and robbery.
I know all about him, thanks to your engine pal.
Where's the masked man?
Right here, Rock.
Hey,
covering you with two guns.
Where you?
Tug and Rock whirled to face the masked man. Tonto snatched the gun from his holster. Screened by brush, the Lone Ranger fired. Rock fell with a bullet in the shoulder. Another bullet smashed Tug's gun.
He got him covered now.
Either of you try a fast move.
No, don't shoot me. My hands are up.
What about you, Rock?
I know I'm hurt by my shoulder.
You take care of your wound after your hands are tied. Now keep them covered, Tonto.
Me tie their hands.
I don't savvy this.
Tug Walker, no. This fella, crook. Me give him hands.
Now, wait a minute, Injun.
For what?
Well, let me explain.
Before you try it, I'll tell you a few facts. You knew Rock's a killer. Called for robbery and murder.
Yes, but
you
I...
You didn't turn him over to the law.
Well, I...
That makes you as guilty as he is.
Oh, no, no.
Rock may hang. As for you...
I didn't know he was a killer. He told me he was a gambler.
He give you handbill.
I would have turned him in. I plan to do it tomorrow.
Why, you yellow rat. Planning to turn me in, were you? You no good, Tin Horn.
I'm no killer.
You're a thief.
You can't prove that.
The stolen money's proof enough. It's hidden under the bunk in his shack,
no,
Mister.
I told you, double-crosser. You don't want to frame me.
No, no.
Hurry, Mister. He planned to spend that cash south of the border while you rotted in prison for stealing it.
Why, you...
Take it easy. Take it easy, Bill. He'll pay for his crime.
Well, he finished time hands in the valley.
Good. As soon as you bandage Rock's wound, we'll take him to town.
Linden, Tonto, and the Lone Ranger were on the trail to town with their prisoners when a hard-riding horseman overtook them. In the moonlight, the masked man recognized Sheriff Hank Yerba.
Hold over. Hold over.
Great sakes alive. Mister, I haven't seen you since I left Union Pacific.
We couldn't have met at a better time, Sheriff. We've two prisoners for you.
I picked up a handbill about Rock Riley while I was in Mule Jaw. Started back to town immediately to arrest the skunk.
You can arrest Tug Walker while you're at it, Sheriff.
What?
He and Rock worked together on the express robbery.
Well, can you prove that, Bill?
According to Rock, the stolen money's hidden under the bunk in Tug's shack.
I'll look for it after the varmints are jailed.
We may see you again, Sheriff.
Oh, aren't you coming to town with us?
You'll not need our help from now on.
I'll not need help, but... I'd sure like a chance to visit a while.
That may be time for a visit the next time we meet.
I sure hope so.
Well, goodbye, Bill, and good luck.
Goodbye. And thanks for everything, mister.
You're more than welcome. Adios, Sheriff.
So long, and thanks.
I hope someday I can pay those two back for what they did for me.
Bill, you're not the first one to say that about Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Pendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Tonto and the Lone Ranger. Tonto and the Lone Ranger.